Log Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We are greet you, praise God, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We welcome you to the PNN Prayer News Network tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we just ask you, praise God, amen, get ready, amen, for something great to happen to you today. Glory to God. Amen. Want you to know you're among family and friends today. Praise God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord. Amen. Today we're grateful. Amen. To be yet, praise God, in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise the Lord today for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. We thank him today. Hallelujah. Because he's been good to us, better than we have been good to ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just come to say thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Today. Hallelujah. We come into this place. Glory to God. Gather in his name to worship him. Hallelujah. To lift him up. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. Ah, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just come, praise God, tonight to let you know. Glory to God. Amen. That you can begin to text your friends, amen, your neighbor, your enemy, hallelujah, to call them, to let them know that PNN, praise God, is on, amen, tonight, praise God. Even, amen, you can go, praise God, on the Facebook Live, amen, and also PNN, praise God, Facebook, amen, and listen to the broadcast there, hallelujah, amen. There's so many ways that, amen, the glory to God, that you won't have no excuse, praise God, amen, to say amen. Didn't get on, I couldn't listen. Amen. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Amen. Where there's a will, there is a way. Amen. So we praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. And to our visionary, praise God. Amen. Of this great, praise God. Hallelujah. Awesome, spirit-filled, amen, vision, praise God. Amen. None other than Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise the Lord for you. Amen. I often say, amen, a woman, praise God, amen, a God-fearing woman, amen, that wear many hats, amen, glory to God, amen, and the Lord just keep on blessing her, praising God, amen, in more ways than one, amen, and we thank the Lord for her, amen. I'm grateful tonight just to be part of the PNN, praise God, amen, Prayer News Network, amen. I found a new thing. Praise God. Amen. When I found PNN, praise God. Amen. And ever since, praise God. Amen. We've been in, amen, fellowship and been connected. Great things have happened in my life. Amen. I've been blessed. My family been blessed. Amen. Just explore, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So I thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm yet saved and sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen, and have a mind to keep on keeping on with the Lord tonight. Amen. So we greet you tonight, praise God, to all of our listeners, to all of the advisors. Amen. God bless you. Amen. To all of our leaders. Amen. On tonight. Amen. As far as a voice, our voice can be heard tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. For joining us on tonight. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. You will not leave this place the same way you came, broke, busted, disgusted, amen, glory to God. You won't leave here tonight, amen, glory to God, feeling that way, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, glory to God, amen. Thank you for joining us on tonight, amen. And just in case, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen. Just want to let you know, amen, how far, amen, glory to God, our voices, amen, our praise, amen, the program, praise God, amen, is going out, hallelujah, amen, and also to the international listeners, praise God, amen. It reaches Canada, Bermuda, amen, Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, South Africa, amen, and all over, the, amen, the United States, most of the majority of the United States, glory to God, amen, right in your city, glory to God, amen. We can tell somebody, amen, about the PNN, praise God, amen, Prayer News Network, amen, glory to God, amen. We don't have no sad news to share with you. The only thing we got is good news, amen, that God, amen, God is our Savior. healing. He's delivering. He's setting free, opening up blind eyes, opening up deaf ears. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that are bound, he's setting them free. Hallelujah. The sick is being healed. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So many things. Amen. Good things that's happening on the PNN. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank the Lord. And we just continue to ask the Lord to keep on keeping on praising God. Amen. To just, amen. Hallelujah. Continue, praise God, to touch, heal, and deliver. Praise God. Souls are being saved. Backsliders have came back. Glory to God. Amen. Those that were down, now they are up. Praise God. Amen. Those that were sick, they are healed. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight for his grace and his mercy. Thank the Lord. Amen. For the anointing of God, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. We're excited. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the Lord is taking us. Glory to God. We're excited about another night. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Because, praise God, our family's doing fine. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not rich. We're not famous. Amen. But we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pocket ain't filled with money, but we're filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. And that's enough. Glory to God. Amen. Because he's a God that will supply, amen, our every need. Hallelujah. Amen. The word say, amen. The word say, never have I seen, amen, the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Glory to God. Amen. You won't be without. Amen. You may not have everything you want, but you will not go without. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. We pray that you come. Praise God. Amen. With your, amen. Hallelujah. Empty tonight, because you're going to get ready to be filled up. Praise God, with the word of God tonight. Praise God. And with prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. Prayer just changes all things. Prayer is the answer. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer is all we need tonight. Hallelujah. And the faith that goes along with it. Amen. So we thanking the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask you to draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And continue, amen, to call someone to let them know that PNN is on. Amen. Get your pencil and your paper, your pad. Amen. Get your, amen, your hot coffee, your hot tea. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Or just a cold glass of water. Amen. Get in your recliner. Praise God. Relax. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just relax in Jesus. Amen. As we get ready, praise God, amen, to enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I often say amen. And be like my granddaughter say, amen. Let's love on Jesus. Amen. Tonight. Amen. She has a saying, amen, to say, Papa and Granny, amen, can I come over and just love on you a little bit? Amen. So let's just love on Jesus tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell him how much we love him, how much we appreciate him tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And thank him for all that he has done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It coulda, shoulda, woulda, but God tonight. Glory to God. Amen. He stepped in right on time. Hallelujah. He's a strength giver tonight. Amen. He's a peace. Amen. Give peace to the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows just how to relax every bone in our bodies. Praising God. Amen. To just breathe on us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And relax our mind. Relax the body tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We always ask the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. Amen. You are welcome into this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we realize it's not about us. Amen. It's about Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If there ever was a time that we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray. Glory to God. Amen. Not no lay me down to sleep. Amen. Glory to God. But I mean pray. Amen. Pull on the horns of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Take it to the altar. Hallelujah. Wherever your altar is. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to go back to the altar. Amen. And to pray. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord gave me one time. Praise God. Amen. That the altar. Amen. It's so dry. Amen. Another time, there used to be a time where we would go to the altar, praise God, and pray. And our tears, amen, would catch the floor. But now, praise God, you hardly ever see that anymore. Praise God. Amen. The altar is dry. Amen. And the Lord needs to hear our cry. Glory to God. cry out to him as never before. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because we need him. Amen. We need him. Praise God. As I say, like fish need water. Praise God. We need him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's important. Amen. It's an emergency. Praise God. Amen. It's a necessary. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That we need him more and more every day. Glory to God. Amen. So we ask you, praise God, to draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Amen. And whatever your request is, praise God, we're going to take it to the altar. Amen. And we're going to leave it there. Glory to God. Amen. Gather your family, your children, your grandchildren, whomever is there. Praise God. Amen. To let them know. Amen. It's time to pray. Call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. And he will answer. Glory to God. Amen. Every time, amen, we call upon the name of Jesus, something happened. Amen. Amen. It's hard.
The recording has started.
Amen. With God, and nothing changes. Amen. And I guarantee you, every time you call or come in contact with the name of Jesus, something happens. Amen. Something happens when you call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you call on the name of Jesus, amen, everything gets stand still. Amen. Because there's power in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's healing in his name. There is peace. Amen. There is joy. Amen. There is order in his name. Glory to God. Whatever we need, it's in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get ready, praise God, amen, to petition the Lord tonight. Amen. And take it to the Lord. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you again for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your loving. Oh, God, your loving and kindness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us all day long, keeping us under your blood, oh, God, from danger and unseen danger. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for keeping us on the highways and the byways, oh, God, for being our eyes when we couldn't see, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you lead us, you guide us, oh, God, brought us to our destination safe, Lord. And we come to say thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, because you're God. Hallelujah, all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Hallelujah. You're the King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You're the beginning and the ending. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finish of our faith tonight. Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be tonight? Oh, God, but you stretch out your hand of mercy to let us see a day that we have never seen before. Yes. Lord, we come to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I trust you with my life tonight. God, our life is in your hands tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we praise you right now for the victory in Jesus. Glory to God. That victory, God. In your name, hallelujah, God. Yes. Lord, for your word said, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, God. Yes. Lord, and we thank you tonight, God. Even though, oh, God, Lord, the enemy come to steal, yes, kill, and to destroy, but God, you come. Yes. Well, God, your word said that you come, that we may have life and that much more, yes, abundantly, yes, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, above all that we, yes, prosper, yes, God, and be in good health. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for healing in the land. We thank you, oh God, for good health tonight. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being our healer, God. We thank you for being our deliverer, God. We thank you for being our peace giver, God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the word tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, that our bodies, our minds line up with the word of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. It is so, God. And there it is. It is well. That's what your words say. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And we thank you tonight, Lord, for it, oh God. Lord, to touch those that are feeling despondent. Oh God, those that are worried. Hallelujah, those that in stress. Glory to God, anxiety. Oh God, the blood of Jesus against it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your word said, hallelujah, that the tongue, it has power. Glory to God, and we speak in life tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Regardless of what it looks like, we're walking in life. Glory to God. We're walking in the word of God. But it is written tonight. Your word, God. Your word is all we have. It is written. Hallelujah. Thou shalt live and not die. It is written. Hallelujah. We are above and not beneath. It is written. God is our rescue and strength. A very pleasant help in the time of trouble. It is written. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah to God. Lord, we thank you. Oh, my. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that dwells in this place. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in the jailhouse. Have your way in the courthouse. Have your way in the White House. Have your way in my house. Have your way in their house. Have your way in the hospital. Have your way, God. Have your way, God, in our nation. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Have your way in the church house. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you tonight. Oh, God, there is nothing too hard for you to do. There is nothing, glory to God, not a situation, not a problem, oh, God, because you specialize in things that seem so impossible. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we love you tonight. Remember, praise God, all over the world, you got the whole world in your hands. Lord, and we praise your name for all of our listeners tonight. God, touch them in a special way. Meet their needs right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Wipe away the tears. Lift up the bowed down head. Strengthen the bodies tonight. Save the unsaved. Uplift them tonight. Glory to God. To let them know they can make it. Oh, God. I got a feeling tonight. Everything's going to be all right. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work a miracle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Remember the visionary tonight, God. Strengthen the body. Strengthen the God. Bless her going out and her coming in. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, have your way, God. And that's what a burning fire. Fire. Oh, God, send your fire. Oh, God, send your Holy Ghost upon this line tonight. Oh, God, let the electricity flow in the name of Jesus from the north, from the south, to the east, to the west. Glory to God. Oh, God, we call it upon your name. Send your Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we speak, oh, God, to the mentality, oh, God, of the minds of the people today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against tonight. Oh, God, the enemy tonight. Oh, God, our adversary that's walking to and fro, seeking who he may devour. Oh, hallelujah. We ask the blood of Jesus. Arrest it. Right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest that shooter. Arrest that child. Arrest that man, that woman that's about to do evil. Arrest it right now. Lord, speak to their hearts in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, whether they're on the street corners, whether they're about to rob a bank, whether they're about to shoot someone, Holy Ghost, arrest them right now in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Shut the mouth of the lion. Shut up in the name of Jesus. Seal his mouth in the name name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. There is power in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise your name. Glory to God for your supernatural healing. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you tonight, forgive us of our sins. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, make the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, heal infirmities tonight. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In the mighty, 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 mighty name. Oh, Shakayados. Hey, my. Oh, God, a mighty name. Powerful name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you right now for the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, our Redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve tonight, oh, God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight for his goodness, his kindness, his mercy. Amen. We don't take it for granted. Glory to God. Amen. Of the many blessings that the Lord, amen, can bestow upon us and yet doing. Praise God for us opening doors, amen, that we cannot see. Amen. And shutting those, amen, that's not meant to be. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And for you, yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. You in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And if this is your first time, amen, visiting us, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We promise you. Promise you, praise God, we'll make it, praise God, worth your while. Hallelujah. Amen. That you want to just continue to keep coming back. Amen. And that you share. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. About the broadcast, amen, with others, amen, to let them know something good, amen, is going on the PNN, Prayer News Network, amen. That's where I got my thrill, amen, on the PNN here, glory to God, amen, and I have not left it yet, amen. I love it. I love it, amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for you tonight, amen, and just in case, amen, in case, praise God, amen, we'd like to announce again that you could go on. Amen. The PNN, praise God, hallelujah, amen. The Facebook page, amen. And listen to the broadcast also, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Also our internationals, amen. Listeners, God bless you, amen. And before the broadcast is over, we will give you some numbers, praise God, amen, so where you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight, amen. Last night, amen. The other nights, praise God, you were probably able not to get in. Praise God, you still, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, can ask about, amen, those copy of the service, amen. But want to say praise God to all of our leaders, amen, our listeners on tonight, praise God, amen, and also amen to our bishop, praise God, Bishop Reuben Graham, praise God, amen, and also praise God, amen, to the forerunners that have gone on, praise God, amen, that have labored, amen, in the vineyard, praise God. Amen. And we just want to praise God. Amen. Honor, praise God, and give honor to where honor is due. Hallelujah. And that's none other than, praise God, the late, amen, Apostle S.C. James. Amen. Senior Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tanay. Praise God. And Pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Praising God. Amen. Want to say praise the Lord to them, praise God, and continue to lift them up in prayer, amen, the families, praise God, in the name of Jesus, amen, again, to all of our advisors, God bless you on tonight, amen, to everyone, amen, hallelujah, that has tuned in to be with us tonight, amen, God bless you tonight, amen, and thank you for joining us, amen, on tonight, amen. We are just blessed, amen, blessed, amen, blessed, amen. Glory to God. All you have to do is just look around and see that you are blessed, amen. If you got food in your cupboard, you are blessed. If you got shoes on your feet, you are blessed. Amen. If you got the activities of your limbs, you are blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Eyes to see, you are blessed. Ears to hear, you are blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are blessed tonight. Amen. And we want to encourage you, amen, to continue to keep on looking up to the hill for which cometh your help. All of your help come from the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're not going to hold you any longer, but again, I want to say we praise the Lord for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And also praise God. Amen. To. Amen. To. Amen. Also, amen to Evangelist, amen, I think her name Beats, praise God, amen, that is home, amen, recovering, amen, our prayers are with you, praise God, amen, for speedy recovery, amen, hallelujah, in our healing process tonight, praise God, amen, you're in our prayers, amen, so glory to God, amen, we're not going to hold you, amen, any longer, praise God, but somebody say there is a word, amen, in the house tonight, there is a word. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the message and the messenger tonight. Praise God. Amen. And one of my advisors, hallelujah, amen. I just call him my amen. I have adopted him. Praise God. Amen. A humble man of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always the same. Amen. Glory to God. It looks like we just know each other. We've all really met. Amen. Physically. Amen. But our spirit, amen. Spiritually, amen, we have met. Amen, but not, amen, physically, praise God, or naturally, amen, but I love his spirit, praise God, and I just, amen, just, amen, amen, just ask the Lord to enlarge his territory, praise God, amen, he's a young man that will preach, can minister, amen, or whatever his hands find to do for the Lord, he is willing and able to do tonight, praise God, amen, I want you to pray for him as he get ready to come forth in his own way. Praise God, amen. It's none other than Minister Emmanuel Hogs. God bless you tonight, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen to our, amen, co-host, evangelist, amen, Diane Bonds. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the greeting and, amen, to very touching, amen, to the heart, amen, and, amen. You heard it for yourself. She has adopted me. Amen. It's officially out. I have been adopted by Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Thank God for the love of Jesus. Amen. The love of Christ. Amen. This is what God would do for you. Amen. We give honor to each and every one of you in your respective places. Amen. To our, amen, visionary and founder, amen, of this great, amen, Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this network because truly it has been a blessing and truly it's just that. A Holy Ghost network for the kingdom of God. And we have been blessed and we are yet continuously being blessed by it. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network family. To each and every one of you that, amen, are a part, amen, of this family, we thank God for you. Amen. God does all things well. Amen. Give honor, amen, to, amen, my leader, amen, my, amen, Northern District, amen, Bishop, amen, Richard Jackson. Amen. To my Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. To his companion, Mother Marshall. Amen. To my covering, amen, Pastor Mark Hogs, Lady Kalisa Hogs. Amen. Thank God for the men and women of God, amen, that are yet taking a stand and yet crying holiness unto the Lord. Amen. We praise God. We love the Lord tonight. Amen. We just bless God for all things. And, amen, we're going to do what thus saith the Lord and get on out your way. Thank God for another opportunity. Amen, just to come into your hearing, amen, whether it's in your home, on your workplace, amen, in your car, wherever you may be tuned in at this moment, we thank God for another opportunity, amen, for us to come together in the name of the Lord. Amen, we praise God for all of our listeners, amen, and our local and, amen, international listeners, amen, for all of our radio listeners. We thank God for you, amen. We want you to know that God loves you today. Amen, and he cares. Amen. So things, amen. We wonder, amen, going to a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, we ask that your will be done. We thank you for all things. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you move stuff out the way so you can have your way. Father God, send forth your word. Send your anointing, God. We know without your anointing, we could do nothing. But we know that your anointing destroys every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, let yokes or burdens be lifted and destroyed tonight. Oh God, set the captive free. Save the unsaved. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we know you're able. You know you got the power. Father God, do the work. Let your word do the work tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. And just before, amen, we go into the word of God. Amen. So, amen on my heart that I want to sing to tie in. Amen, with the night that the Lord has given me. Amen. I'm not a great songster. Amen. But I'm going to do the best I can. So the song goes, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. On my way to heaven, I feel like pressing my way. I believe I'll say that one more time. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, I feel like going on. Amen. Do anybody else feel that way tonight? Amen. Does anyone else feel that way besides me? I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, but I still feel like going on. Amen. In spite of what's going on, amen, all around us today. Amen. Let's go on. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. So we praise God for that. Amen. Let us, amen, go to the Word of God. Amen. If you would. Amen. Going to ask you to turn your Bibles. Amen. To the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And we want to begin reading with the 24th verse. Once again, we want to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Amen. Begin reading with the 24th verse. Amen. The word of God reads, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run not as unnecessarily, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. We bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. We know God's word is always blessed, and it will be forever. Amen. And we read from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, amen, verses 24 through 27. Amen. And we want to, amen, talk on these verses tonight. Amen. As the Lord gave me, and the Lord has already given me the witness, amen, to this message. Amen. Because when I opened my Bible, amen, it was right there on the page what the Lord had already put in my spirit. amen, to give unto you tonight. Amen. And here, amen, it begins to say, know ye not that they which run in a race run all. Amen. We are running in a race. Amen. We are running in a spiritual race. Amen. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Amen. You have, amen, several runners are running in a race, but only one person is going to receive the prize. Amen. There's only one person going to receive first place. Amen. Somebody else may receive second place. Somebody else may get third place. But there's only going to be one official runner. Amen. And that's the one, amen, that goes, amen, and finish first. Amen. So here we are running in a spiritual race. Amen. It's more than one. I'm running. You're running. Amen. Other people are running. Amen. But the good news about it is we all can win this race. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, thank you. We all can win this race. It doesn't matter how many runners are running in this spiritual race. We all can win this race. Amen. We are winners tonight. Amen. We are winners. Amen. As long as we stay with Jesus, we are on the winning side. And we all can come out with the prize. But here it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain, meaning win. Run so that you may win. Amen. Every man that striveth for the masters is temperate in all things. Amen, meaning amen. You have a strategy. Everyone that's running, striving, amen, for the master, meaning you want to master this thing. You want to achieve this thing. You want to learn, amen, the strategy so that you can endure this race. Amen. Amen. Many times when they're training, they tell the runners, amen, don't start off in full speed running. Amen. But pace yourself. Run at a pace. Amen. So you won't tire yourself out. So you won't wear yourself out so fast. Amen. So you have to train yourself to run and to endure in the race so that you can go all the way. So many times runners run, amen, but they drop out. Amen. They fall out. Amen. They give out of breath. Amen. They lose, amen, their win. Amen. And they lose the race because they were not able to endure. They had not trained themselves how to run in this race in order to win and to endure. Amen. But here we're going to say every man that strives, amen, every man that wanted to win the trophy, every man that wants to be the winner, amen, he strives for the mastery of temper, meaning he tries to find the thing that's going to teach him to cause him to be a winner. Amen. In all things. Now that they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Amen. They learn the strategy. They study how to be good runners. They study and practice how to endure this race. Amen. And they do it so that they can win a corruptible crown. They want to win a trophy. They want to win the prize. Whatever the prize may be, they want to, amen, master it so that they can win the prize. Amen. It says, amen, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we, incorruptible, amen, we're doing it to win an incorruptible crown. Amen. We want, amen, an incorruptible crown, which is eternal life. Amen. He goes on and says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. This is, amen, Apostle Paul writing. Apostle Paul was writing to the church to let them know, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. I'm not running this race, amen, not knowing what I'm doing. I'm not running this race, amen, with uncertainty, meaning, amen, I don't know if I'm going to win or not. I'm running this race because in my heart I do believe that I'm going to win. Amen. In my heart, I do believe that I shall overcome. Amen. He says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. If you got uncertainties running this race, amen, if you got doubt running this race, let me tell you, you're not going to make it. Amen. You got to be sure. You got to be fully persuaded. You got to be convinced in your own mind that I can do this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can hold out. I can stand the test. I can go through. Hallelujah. God wants us to endure. Amen. Unto the end. He said in the book of St. Matthew 24, amen, but he that shall endure unto the same shall be saved. Then he goes on to pick it up in another scripture that says, the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those that shall endure unto the end. Amen. That's the one. Amen. The race is not given to the one that runs so fast. Amen. The race is not given to the one that's in full speed, but the race is given to the one that endures until the end. Glory be to God. He said, I therefore so run not as uncertainty, meaning I'm not running, not knowing, amen, what I'm doing, not knowing if I'm going to win or not. Some people are there doing things, but they're not certain. They're not sure if they're going to win. They're not sure if they're going to come out on top. They're not sure if they're going to come out with the victory. Amen. But you got to be sure. Be very sure. In times like these, you got to be sure that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. You got to be persuaded in your mind, for God I live and for God I die. You got to be persuaded, like Romans said in Romans 8, amen, about 35. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trials, tribulation, persecution, and famine? Who shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? He said, for I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor height, nor angels, nor principalities, amen, nor any of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, he was certain that nothing will be able to separate him from the love of God. Amen. And you got to be the same way tonight. You got to be certain and sure within your heart that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. He says, I therefore so run not as uncertainty. He says, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not fighting, amen, amen, for nothing. I'm not fighting, amen, to beat the air. I'm not fighting just to waste my time. Amen, but I'm fighting because I want to win, huh? Amen, I'm in it to win it, huh? Glory be to God, I'm in it to win it, huh? Amen, what are you fighting for, huh? Are you fighting to win, huh? Or are you fighting to get knocked out, huh? Are you fighting, amen, to win that belt, huh? You got boxers in the ring. They're fighting, amen, because they want that heavyweight champion belt. They want that, amen, prize. They want to be recognized as the world's greatest boxer. Amen. They want to have, amen, the record of knockout. Amen. But Paul began to say, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not doing this to beat the air. I'm not coming to this prayer line every night because I ain't got nothing else to do. Amen. I'm coming so God can strengthen me, amen. I'm coming so God can build me up. Songwriter said, build me up where I'm weak, and build me up where I'm torn down. Lord, I'm asking you one more time to strengthen me where I'm weak, and build me up where I'm torn down. Glory be to God. Glory, thank you, Lord. He said, therefore, so run not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing this to waste my time. Amen. Because if I was doing it and I didn't believe what I was doing, I wouldn't do it at all. But I believe in what I'm doing. I'm praying because I know prayer changes things. Amen. I'm living for Christ because I know it pays off. Amen. I'm doing the work of an evangelist. Because I know that my labor is not in vain. Glory be to God. I'm not doing it to beat the air. I'm not doing it because I'm doubting, amen. I'm doing it because I believe every word of God. The evangelist already said, it is written. It's written in the word of God. He said, be steadfast, unmovable,
abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I'm in it to win it. I believe the word of God. I'm not beating the air tonight. I'm not doing it to waste my time. Amen. It ain't because I ain't got nothing else to do. Amen. But I believe that we shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. If I live right and pray on, I'll be just like the Lord one day. Glory be to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul began to say, for so run, not as uncertainty. So I fight, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. He said, I believe, amen. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in this gospel that I preach. This same word that I preach. I believe it to work in my life. This same word that I tell you, that God can do for you. I believe this same word for my life. I live by the word of God, because I know the word of God is true. What God can do for you, amen, he's able to do it for me. What God did for somebody, he's able to do it for me. Glory be to God. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Thank you, God. I believe this word. This word is real. This word is right. Amen. It hasn't lost no power. The blood still works. And if I tell you to apply the blood to your situation, I must apply the blood to my situation. The blood still works. If I tell you, God is going to fix it. When my trouble come, when my problems come, I got to believe the word of God, that God's going to fix it for me. Amen. When I tell you, God is going to make a way for you. I must believe that God is going to make the same way for me. Come on and say, yes, Lord. I believe God tonight. I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, therefore, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. I'm not running, amen, with uncertainties. I'm running because I know where, amen, what I'm running for. I'm running because I want, amen, to attain eternal life. Glory be to God. If I didn't believe in what I was doing, I would just stop right now. I would just say, amen, this ain't working for me. Amen, but I know it's working. Keep on doing it, amen. Amen, my pastor said, amen, if it's working for you, keep on doing it. Come into this prayer line every night. It's working for me. Come into this prayer line. Hearing the word of God, it's keeping me in perfect peace. It's keeping me in the will of God. It's helping me to sustain. It's helping me to stand. It's helping me to be strong in the Lord. Come on and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm trying to move on. Amen. But God wants to speak to our heart tonight. God wants us to know. We got to believe in what we're doing. We got to believe in what we're saying. We got to believe in what we're preaching. We got to believe in what we're singing about. Amen. The blood still works. Glory be to God. He said, amen. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing this, amen, to beat the air. Amen. We're not coming to this prayer line every night just to beat the air. But we believe, amen, that a change is taking place. We believe that the atmosphere is being shifted. We believe that God is taking us to new levels. We believe that God is birthing out new things in us. We believe in the power of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. This is why we do it. Amen. After being on this prayer line for a year. Amen. God laid this prayer line. Amen. The vision on the, amen, the bandit's heart. Amen. It's been over a year. Amen. If she didn't believe in what she was doing, she would have stopped after the first 21 days. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody's life was being changed. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody, amen, was being blessed by this, she would have stopped and given up. Amen. But she believed that God is working. God is at work, amen. God is working in our lives. God is doing a new thing in us. Glory be to God. So we must continue on. We got to continue on in the Lord. Don't be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. But continue. Amen. Continue. Amen. Continue in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to give you our topic in a minute. Amen. But the Lord see, won't let me get past this verse. He said, therefore, so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. That's what Apostle Paul said. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. I'm not doing this just to waste my time. Amen. He goes on to say in the 27th verse. Amen. But I keep under my body and bring it, amen, into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Apostle Paul began to say, amen, but I keep under my body. Amen. I keep under my body. And I bring it under subjection. Amen. When the enemy comes, amen, when he talks to me, amen, say, what you doing? Amen. Why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time? Amen. But I put the word on him. I said, Satan, get the hint. Amen. The blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. Amen. I keep under my body. Meaning I keep myself governed with the word of God. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. You got to know what the word of God says. Because when God, when the devil come to you, the devil tell you you're wasting your time. When the devil tell you, amen, why are you doing this? Nobody's even getting anything from it. You rebuke the devil. You say, Satan, get thee hence. Amen. I know my labor is not in vain. I know my prayer is not in vain. Sometimes the devil wants you to believe that God is not answering your prayer. Amen. You say, well, it seems like I've been praying. I've been praying for so long. And I'm still waiting for it to happen. I'm still waiting for God to answer me, amen, but don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you, amen, keep on praying, amen, pray, amen, till things change, pray, until times get better, pray, amen, until you know, amen, God has changed that situation. Glory be to God, amen, the devil will lie to you, amen, the devil will tell you, amen, he'll tell you there's no use. Amen. There's no need to pray. There's no need, amen, to seek the face of God. The devil will tell you, amen, there's no need to read the word of God. He'll tell you for what? Amen. What's the purpose? But let me tell you something. There's a lot of benefits. There's benefits in seeking God. And let me tell you one thing about the people of God. Amen. What do we got to lose? We ain't got nothing to lose, but everything to gain, Glory be to God, We got everything, amen, We got nothing to lose with the Lord, Amen, but we got everything to gain. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes people feel like, amen, I'm going to lose out on something, Amen, I'm going to miss out on something, But let me tell you something, We ain't got nothing to lose, amen, But we got everything to gain, We got eternal life to gain, Amen, we got salvation to gain, We got deliverance to gain, Through the word of God, hallelujah, Paul began to say, amen, but I keep under my body, and I bring it under subjection, when self want to get out of line, when self want to doubt God's word, amen, I rebuke it with the word of God, when the devil say I can't, I say I can do all things through Christ, when the enemy say you're wasting your time, I begin to quote that scripture, that be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But work as you know, your labor is not in vain. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for due season we shall reap if we faint not. Glory be to God. Rebuke the devil with the word of God. It is written. It's already written in the word. We shall overcome. Glory be to God. Amen. But I keep under my body, and I bring it, amen, into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, meaning rejected. Amen. Paul began to say, when I have preached to others, amen, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. We have preached to others. We told other people about the Lord. We told other people how good God is. We told other people what God can do. We don't preach to others about God and what God can do. The Apostle Paul began to say, amen. Amen. I bring my body into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, meaning, amen, I should be rejected, because I doubted God's word, because I myself didn't live by God's word, amen. That's why it's important, we got to live what we preach, when we tell somebody else to stand, we got to stand, when we tell somebody else to go through, we got to go through, when we tell somebody else that God can fix it, we got to believe that God can fix it, glory be to God, amen. When I have preached to others, amen, when I have preached to others, when I get finished telling you, what God can do, when I get finished telling you, what the word of God say, when I get finished telling you, that you must be born again, when I get finished telling you, you got to be, hey man, you got to have the Holy Ghost, you got to repent of your sins, when I get finished telling you, I got to apply the word, to my own life, I got to live by this word, I got to seek the face of God, amen, never mind, amen, trying to get everybody else right, I got to be right, the songwriter said, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, singing my song, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, walking alone, I just want to be right, right, I just want to be right, amen, then go Lord said, oh, be right, I just want to be right, do you want to be right tonight, do you want to be right, never mind trying to get everybody else right, I just want to be right, in the end, I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, amen, I want to hear the Lord say, this is my beloved son, in whom I well pleased, glory be to God, thank you, Lord. I don't want to hear the Lord say, depart from me, you worth of iniquity, I never even knew you, amen, someone say, Lord, have we cast out devils in your name, Lord, have we healed the sick, Lord, have we taken up serpents, but the Lord's going to say unto them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never even knew you, I never knew you, glory be to God, but that's not what I want the Lord to hear, I don't want the Lord to say that, amen, probably going to say, let I myself should be a castaway, the word castaway means rejected, amen, we don't want to be rejected, after doing all this preaching on this line, after doing all this praying on the line, I don't want to be rejected by God, because I didn't do what God wanted me to do, because I didn't live according to the word of God, because I didn't do the thing that was pleasing in the sight of God, amen, but I want to be right, I want to be pleasing in the sight of God, amen, the word, amen, cast away means rejected, amen, after you get finished singing, amen, is God going to receive you, after you get finished preaching down here, is God going to receive you, after you get finished praying, amen, is God going to receive you, don't be a castaway, don't be rejected by God, I'm reminded of King Saul, King Saul, he was a king, he was a leader, but King Saul, he disobeyed God, and King Saul was rejected, amen, he was rejected of God, because he had disobeyed, he didn't obey the voice of God, and God began to tell Saul, because thou hast failed to obey my voice, because thou, amen, you didn't hearken unto my voice, the Lord said, I have rejected, I rejected you from being king, glory be to God, amen, God rejected Saul, amen, because it's disobedience, God told Saul to do one thing, and Saul did another, amen. God told Saul to kill every living thing, amen, and don't spare nothing, amen. But Saul began to save, he began to save, amen. He began to save the best cattle, amen. He began to save the best for himself, amen. And he didn't do what God said to, amen. God began to say, what is this ringing that I hear in my ear? Amen. What is this, amen? Amen, that I'm hearing, amen. Amen, I'm getting a discernment that you have all not obeyed. I'm getting a discernment tonight. Amen, that you're singing, but you're not obeying God. I'm getting a discernment tonight that you're praying, but you don't believe God yourself. Amen, I'm getting discernment tonight. Amen, that you're preaching, but you're not living according to God's word. Amen. God said, because of that, I'm going to reject you, because of your disobedience to the word of God. God said, I'm going to reject you. Amen. He said, not fashioning, not fashioning yourself, amen, according to the lust of this flesh, not fashioning yourself as disobedient children, but we got to become obedient, even to the death of the cross. Oh, glory be to God. We got to obey God, even if it costs our life. We got to do, amen, what God say do, amen, every word of God. We got to, amen, do it, amen, or God's going to reject us. I don't care how well you sing, I don't care how well you preach, I don't care how powerful you pray, if you don't live right, God is going to reject you. Glory be to God. Amen. Paul began to say, after I had preached to others, then I myself be a castaway. Amen. That's going to be a sad time. All these preachers out here, they're preaching a good word. Amen. They're preaching. But God said, I'm going to, amen, I'm going to reject you. Amen. They're preaching. Some is even healing. Some got the gift of healing. Some got the gift of prophecy. But God said, I'm going to reject you, because you're not living right, because you're not keeping my word, you're not obeying the word of God. Glory be to God, but don't be rejected by God tonight. God said tonight, amen, I will reject you, if you fail to obey my voice. God said, I will reject you, if you don't live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord. Have mercy on us tonight, God. Don't reject us, Lord. Don't reject us, Jesus. Give us another chance to get it right. Give us another chance to make it right tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Paul began to say, but I keep under my body, and I bring it under subjection. Amen. Just by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen. People can preach the word of God, but it don't mean that they're delivered. People can pray a powerful prayer, but it don't mean, amen, that they're delivered. People can sing, amen, like a mockingbird, but it doesn't mean that they're delivered. Amen. So many of these gospel artists, they're singing all these good songs, but they're not living the life that they're singing about. Amen. They're cussing and they're smoking. Amen. They're throwing parties, amen, but they're singing about how good God is. Amen. They're worshiping God in song. Amen. But their life, amen, is stating another statement. Amen. They say God is good. They say, I love the Lord, but the life that they live is saying something totally different. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. That wasn't even my topic tonight, but the Lord is leading me in that direction. Amen. And let you know, don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. Don't be rejected by God. Amen. After all you do for Christ, don't be rejected by God. Amen. Paul said, lest by any means, after I have preached to others, then I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Meaning, amen, I'll be rejected by God. After all this that I've done for the Lord, amen, in the end, God reject me and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, if I leave a topic with you, it would be, let's go to the end. Amen. If I would leave a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, let's go to the end. Amen. The end, amen, the word means less. Less, amen, is contraction. And if you put that word up, less, L-E-T, apostrophe S, say less. And if you put that word up, amen, it means let us go, amen, to the end. Amen. Let us, you and I, we started with the Lord. Now let's finish. We started in this race. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let us go to the end. Amen. The word end means, amen, the conclusion. Amen. Finish the race. Amen. Go to the finish line. Amen. Let us go to the end. Amen. Say, know ye not that they was running the race. Run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Run so that you may win. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. Let us go to the end. Amen. You go to the end. You done started with Jesus. Now finish with Jesus. Amen. You done got in this race. Now endure this race. Amen. Let's go to the end, people of God. This ain't no time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't no time for giving up. This ain't no time for fainting in your mind. Amen. This ain't no time to say, I can't take this anymore. Amen. I can't hold out anymore. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it with the help of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And here we're going to let them know. Amen. He's going to say, and every man that's striving for the master is tempering in all things. Now, they do it, amen, to attain a crushable crown. But we do, amen, we do it to, amen, that we may get an incorruptible crown. We're running because we want eternal life. Amen. 1 Peter 5:4, they begin to say, when the chief shepherd, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Huh? Amen. We're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Huh? If you endure, amen, huh? If you hold out tonight, huh? You're going to receive a crown of glory, huh? That fadeth not away. Huh? It's not a corruptible crown. Huh? It's a pure crown. Huh? It's a holy crown. Huh? It's incorruptible. Huh? That fadeth not away. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. That reference scripture, huh? It came from 1 Peter 5:4. Huh? And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory. Amen. That fadeth not away. Huh? Amen. You're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. Huh? Amen. Begin to say amen. Huh? Verse 26, amen. Huh? In our text, amen, it says, therefore, so run not as uncertainty. So fight I not as one that beateth the air. Huh? Amen. I'm not beating the air. Huh? Amen. And the reference scripture for that, huh, is 1 Timothy 6:12. Huh? Amen. 1 Timothy 6:12. Huh? He says, fight the good fight of faith. Huh? Lay hold on eternal life. Huh? Whereunto thou art also called, huh? And hast professed a good profession, huh? Before many witnesses. Huh? Amen. He began to say, huh? Fight the good fight of faith. Huh? Amen. People of God, huh? I would encourage you tonight. Huh? Let's go to the end. Huh? Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Huh? This is how you're going to go to the end. Huh? You may say, how can I go to the end? Huh? Amen. Huh? How you go to the end? Huh? If I fight in the good fight of faith. Huh? Amen. Lay hold. Huh? Lay hold on eternal life. Huh? Amen. Meaning seek. Huh? Seek after. Huh? Seek after the will of God. Huh? Seek after the word of God. Huh? To help you. Huh? To lay hold on eternal life. Huh? Whereunto? Huh? Thou art also called, huh? Amen, and has professed, huh? The great, the good profession, huh? Before many witnesses, huh? And when Paul began to say, huh? He said, when I have preached to others, huh? Amen, when I have preached to others, huh? You may say, huh? I'm not a preacher, huh? You may say, huh? I'm not an evangelist, huh? But let me tell you something, huh? Every one of you, huh? That have been born of God, huh? You are a preacher, huh? Because you are a witness, huh? You're a witness for the Lord, huh? He began to say, huh? In the book of Acts, huh? Amen. After, huh? Acts 1:8, huh? After you shall receive power, huh? Amen. Then you shall be witnesses, huh? Unto me, huh? Both in Jerusalem, huh? In Samaria, huh? And in the uttermost parts, huh? Of the world, huh? In the earth, huh? You're going to be a witness, huh? And that witness, huh? Will cause you to preach, huh? After the day of Pentecost, huh? When the day of Pentecost will fully come, huh? Peter began to stand up and say, huh? Brethren, men and brethren, huh? Amen. This is that, huh? Which was spoken of, huh? Amen. By the prophet, huh? In the last day, huh? God said, I will pour out my spirit, huh? Upon all flesh, huh? And Peter began to witness, huh? Peter began to preach, huh? Amen, to the people, huh? After the day of Pentecost, huh? Peter began After receiving the Holy Ghost, Peter became a witness, and just like you and I, after the Lord filled us with the Holy Ghost, we become witnesses, and in the word preach, it means to proclaim publicly. The word preach, it means to proclaim publicly. Glory be to God. Amen. And you proclaim, amen, that Jesus lives. You went to your neighbors. You told your neighbors that Jesus saved. When the Lord saved you, you went back to your family. And you told your family, the Lord saved me. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. You begin to preach Christ to them. You begin to preach deliverance to them. You begin to preach salvation to them. You let them know, amen. Amen, that Jesus changed my life. You let them know that Jesus changed your heart. Glory be to God. You became a witness. After that, you received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You became a witness. And you went and told everybody what Jesus has done for you. Glory be to God. Amen. That's what Apostle Paul said. Amen. When I have preached to others. Amen. So you and I, after you have preached to others, you told everybody else how good God is. You told everybody else that Jesus saved. Amen. But now you shall fall away. You shall fall out the race. Glory be to God. Amen. But let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Don't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a vow. I made a vow unto the Lord, and I won't take it back. But Lord, help me to keep my vow. Help me to go all the way. Help me to stand. Lord, help me tonight. Help me to keep my vow. Amen. I have made a good profession. I have professed to the world that Jesus lives. I have professed to the world that Jesus can change lives. Now, Lord, don't let me take it back. Don't let me take my vow back. But Lord, help me. Help me to keep my vow. You want to renew your vow tonight. You want to renew your vow that you made to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. We started with Jesus. Let's finish. Amen. Let's go to the finish line. Amen. Let's hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Glory be to God. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Some of you went back to your job. You told your coworkers, amen, how God changed your life. Some of you went into your neighborhood, and you begin to tell your neighbors that Jesus changed your life. He began to say, amen. Whereunto thou hast also called, also are called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Glory be to God. So we want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Don't get out the will of God. This is no time, amen, to get out of the will of God. This is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is no time for letting go, but it's time to be strong in the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Run this race. We don't have to cheat. Amen. Many times racers, when they run in the race, you have those that want to cheat. But we ain't got no reason to cheat. We can do what's right. We do the thing that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. We don't have to, amen, do, amen, anything contrary to the word of God. We don't have to get out of the will of God. Amen. God, he said, I will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. People of God, amen, hear what the Spirit says tonight. He said, go to the end. Somebody's tired. Somebody has gotten weary. Somebody has gotten weak tonight. But God said, go to the end. He said, go to the end. You ought to say, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Glory be to God. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Drive and go forward. Amen. Slack not thy rod, lest thy beard be. That's what the Shigemite woman began to say. She said, drive and go forward. Amen. There were things going on in her life. She had a situation. Amen. But she said, drive and go forward. Amen. I know you got issues, amen. I know you got situations. I know you're faced with a bunch of problems. I know, amen, sometimes you don't know what to do. But drive and go forward. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. All the way with Jesus. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Don't start and then stop. Amen. But let's go all the way, people of God. Let's go all the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. I heard somebody say, you throw in the towel. I'm going to throw it back to you. Glory be to God. Don't throw in the towel. We can make it tonight. We can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. I can make it. You can make it. Together. We can make it together. With the help of the Lord. Let's go all the way. Let's go to the end, people of God. Let's endure hard as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what God, amen, is speaking to the church tonight. Amen. He said, amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is the wrong time to give up. This is the wrong time. It's never a right time. It's never a right time to give up. But Lord knows this is definitely the wrong time. We're too late in the hour, and it's almost midnight. Amen. It's almost midnight. Amen. That midnight there was a cry made. Amen. And if you're not covered under the blood of Jesus, amen, he's going to catch you with your work undone. Amen. But stay under the blood of Jesus. Stay under the blood tonight, people of God. Stay under the blood of Jesus. Don't get, amen, out of the covering. Stay under the covering of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians 5:1, it says, stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. But how are you going to go to the end? By standing fast. Galatians says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not, amen, entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You was entangled one time, but don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Stand fast tonight. Amen. God has set you free. Amen. The Lord set me free. Tell me, why should I be bound? Amen. If the Lord has set me free, why should I be bound? I have no reason to be bound tonight because Jesus has set me free. I'm free in Christ. Amen. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Amen. I'm free in Jesus tonight. Amen. And we got to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. He goes on to say in Galatians, amen, 5:7. He said, you did run well. We're still talking about, amen, those that run in the race. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You started out believing God. You started out doing what's right. But who have persuaded you to turn from righteousness? Who have convinced you, amen, that you ain't got to live right? Who have told you it don't take all of this? It takes all of this and much more. It takes all of this and more. Somebody begin to say, you ain't got to pray like that no more. You ain't got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. You still got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. He said, go back into Jerusalem. Tarry, amen. Until you be endued with power from on high. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of. He said, tarry in Jerusalem, until you be endued with power from on high. Glory be to God. I know the devil done put that lie out. The devil done put that lie out, saying, hey, man, you ain't got to do all that no more. You ain't got to tarry for the Holy Ghost no more. Amen. I had somebody tell me that. Somebody told me, amen. You ain't got to tarry for the Holy Ghost no more. You ain't got to do all that. Yes, you do. Amen. Just like the evangelist said today. Amen. Evangelist Bond, she said, amen, early in the amen. She said, the altar is dry. Hallelujah. The altar is dry because people are not laying on the altar no more. People are not crying out to God no more. They're not, amen, tarrying, amen, before God no more. The altar is dry. Glory be to God. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to do that no more. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to wait, amen. You ain't got to fast and pray no more. I had preachers to tell me that. Say, you ain't got to fast and pray no more. They said, we thought that's what you did back in the day. We thought that was the right thing to do. Let me tell you, the word of God is still right. The word of God don't change. The word of God do not change. I still believe the word of God. You still got to fast and pray. He said, this coming forth by much fasting and prayer. He said, amen. This coming, amen. The disciples want to know, why can't we cast out the devil? Why, amen, why? Jesus began to say, because this coming forth by much fasting and prayer. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pastor Sheila Hameen preached on last night. Amen. Said the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are operating without the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are praying without the Holy Ghost. But you got to have that power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen. The Bible is going to say, many shall say in that day, Lord, haven't we cast out devils in your name? Lord, haven't we healed the sick? But the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. Amen. It don't mean a thing. Amen. If you ain't living according to God's word, if you ain't living right, it means nothing. Amen. It profits you nothing. Amen. Gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Glory be to God. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. What? Amen. Shall you give in exchange for your soul? Amen. My Bible began to tell me in Revelation. Amen. He that addeth or take away to the word of God. Amen. Taketh away his part in the book of life. Amen. You try to change the word of God. You're forfeiting your own mercy. You're forfeiting your own salvation. You have taken away your own part. Amen. In eternal life. My Lord, save us tonight. Save us tonight, Jesus. Save us to the utmost. Save us to the utmost. Save us, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel this message in my, amen. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to just have to move on. But let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end, people of God. Amen. If you did run well, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you. A little leaveth the whole lump. Amen. You can start out doing the right thing. But when you associate yourself with the wrong people, amen, it's going to cause you to detour. Amen. You can start out loving God the right way. You can start out serving God the right way. You can be on the right road, amen, the right highway. But there's a detour. Amen. And when you take that detour, sometimes you get lost. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you throw it all out of whack. And sometimes you never get back on the right path again. Same way with the word of God. You start out in the will of God. You start out doing what God say do. You start out living holy and sanctified. Amen. But somewhere along the line, somebody has persuaded you and told you, you don't have to live like that. Amen. Somebody told you, you ain't got to pray. Somebody told you, you ain't got to fast. Somebody told you, you ain't got to read your Bible, seek the Lord like that. And you believe them. Amen. You believe that lie. And you took their word instead of taking God's word. You took their word for it. Amen. It is written. What do the Bible say? Wait a minute. What did God say? See, that's what I say, man. When I hear people say things, I go back to the word of God. I say, what do God say? What do the word of God say about it? What did God say? Amen. Just like Adam and Eve. Amen. When they was in the garden. Amen. God told them, you may freely eat. Amen. Of the trees. Amen. He said, but this one tree, don't eat of. Amen. And Adam and Eve, they was in the garden. They started out obeying God, but that's why that tempter came. The tempter, of the devil came. And he began to whisper, amen, in Eve's ear and say, oh, you can eat of this tree. God knows the day that you eat of this tree, you will become as God. Your eyes will come open, and you will discern, you will know, amen, good and evil. And Eve stopped believing what God said. And she began to believe what the devil told her. Amen, that's typical just like us today. Amen. We started out believing with the word of God. We got saved through the preached word of God. But somewhere along the line, somebody came along and told us something different. And we started believing the lie instead of believing the truth. Amen. But let's go to the end, people of God. If you start out believing God's word, amen, continue believing God's word. Amen. Amen. When they was in the garden, Satan came and began to say, amen, you can eat up this tree. Amen. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Surely your eyes are going to come open. And Eve began to believe what Satan told her. That deceiver, that liar, that trickster. She began to believe the lie. And she, amen, they began to take part and eat her and, amen, her husband. They began to eat of that forbidden tree. Amen. Yet their eyes did come open. Amen. But when their eyes came open, they realized they were naked. They was ashamed. Amen. They hid themselves. And God began to come in the garden. And God began to say, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Amen. God was stirred up. The anger of the Lord began to kindle. Amen. Because they disobeyed. Amen. And the anger of the Lord, amen, was stirred up. And God began to call, amen, and say, Adam, where art thou? In the cool of the day, the voice of God began to sweep through the garden and say, Adam, where art thou? And Adam began to answer, amen, with fear. He began to say, Lord, amen, we hid ourselves because we were naked. And God began to say, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? How did you know you were naked? Glory be to God. Amen. Because they ate of that forbidden tree. Amen. They ate of that tree that God told them not to eat of. Amen. God began to let them see. They began to see that they were naked. Same with us today. When we disobey God, God lets us see, amen, where we have gone astray. God lets us see where we have gotten off in course. Amen. People of God, get back on course. Get back on that, amen, that right path. Get back on that straight and narrow path of holiness. Hallelujah. And the highway shall be there in a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. No fool is going to err therein. No ravenous beast is going to be on that highway. It's a clean highway. It's a pure highway. It's a holy highway. None but the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. And the highway shall be there in a way. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, and it says, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Yeah. Amen. No drunkard is going to end up on this highway. Amen. Let's go all the way, people of God. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. I can't get it all out tonight. Glory be to God. It says, but he's going to say, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming out of him that have caused you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. You got to be careful who you surround yourself with. You can't just be in anybody's presence. You can't just be in the company of anybody. Amen. You got to know, amen, know them that labor among you. The word of God says, know them that labor among you. If they're not talking your talk, if they're not walking your walk, you better get away from them. Run and don't look back. Run for your life tonight and don't look back. Amen. Save yourself. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. That's what God told Lot. God told Lot. He said, escape to the mountains. Amen. Glory to God. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Amen. You better run for your life tonight. Amen. Run for your life. Save yourself from this altered generation. Amen. This is a backwards and perverse generation. Amen. He began to say in 2 Timothy 2:1-5. Amen. I'm going to get right there and go and move fast now so I know I'm about out of time. But 2 Timothy 2:5. He said, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach us also. That thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about let's go to the end. Amen. That thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. And you can read these scriptures in your spare time. Amen. That's in the 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Amen. And the 5th verse says, if a man also strives for the master, yet is not he crowned it, except he strive lawfully. Amen. We got to do this thing the right way. We got to do this the right way. What is the right way? The right way is God's way. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. Let me say that again. It's God's way or no way at all. You got to do it God's way. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You got to do this thing God's way. You can't, amen, you can't take on your own righteousness, but you got to have the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Hebrews, amen, the 12th chapter. Amen. I'm trying to close now, but Hebrews 12th chapter. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So when you run in the race, you got to lay aside all the weight. When a runner is aiming at training, they do put weight on their ankles. They do put weight on their wrists. Amen. And that makes their muscles strong. That builds their muscles up while they're in training. Amen. But when they start out to run the actual race, they lay aside all the weight. They take off the ankle weight. They take off the wrist weight. They lay aside every weight so they can be light, so they can run this race. Same way with you and I in the Lord. When we come to the Lord, we got to lay aside the weight. Amen. They don't run waving with their pockets loaded down. Amen. With their cell phone. They're not running with their cell phone. They're not running with their wallet. They're not running with candy in their pocket. They're not running with, amen, with this and that in their pocket. They empty out. They empty everything. And once they're empty, they are light. Amen. And then they run with nothing holding them down. People of God, we got to run this race with nothing holding us down. Amen. He says, amen, lay aside every weight in the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. Amen. It goes on to say, amen. Amen. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. Don't be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. We're still talking about let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. You have not resisted, amen, unto blood, striving against sin. If ye have forgotten the exhortations which speaketh, which was spoken unto you as unto children, my son, despise not that chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorneth every son whom he receiveth. Glory be to God. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is what God is saying to us tonight. Let's go to the end. Amen. In my final closing scripture, amen, I can't, amen, preach the whole Bible tonight. Just so much in the Word of God. But in my final closing scripture, amen, Hebrews the 6th chapter, amen, verses, amen, 4 through 6. Hebrews the 6th chapter, amen, verses 4 through 6. And it reads, amen, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory be to God. This is why we got to go all the way. Because we don't want to put God to an open shame. We don't want to crucify God afresh. Meaning we don't want to crucify God all over again. Amen. For our disobedience and for our turning back. Amen. No turning back. Don't turn back, people of God. Don't turn back. But strive. Run. Run, amen. Run. Let's go to the end. This is not the time for giving up. This is not the time to faint in your heart. This is not the time to doubt God. Amen. Somebody sung a song that said it's time to believe what God said. It's time to believe what God said. When I speak doubt, he speaks faith. When I see small, he sees great. It's time for us to believe what God said. Amen. In my closing tonight, I want to encourage your heart. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. I know you're going through things. I know the way, amen, seems hard. But he said endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. God, he don't want us to start and to stop. But he wants us to go all the way. The prize is at the end. Eternal life is at the end. Amen. And you must go all the way to receive the prize and the crown of life. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word of God. We pray that you have been blessed. Amen. Through the word of God tonight. Amen. This is not the time for us to doubt God. Amen. This is not the time for us to renege and to draw back. He said, my soul has no pleasure in the draw back spirit. Amen. But this is the time to drive and go forward. Please the Lord. In everything that you do and say, please the Lord. Make God happy tonight. Make God happy tonight with your life. Your life is a testimony. And you're letting the world know, for God I live and for God I die. Your life is a testimony. Paul began to say, after I have preached to others, then I myself be a castaway. That would be a sad thing. After all this time living for the Lord, and then you still lose out. Amen. But let's go to the end. Amen. People of God, let's go to the end. Amen. So we bless God for the word of God. We praise God for the word. Maybe tonight there's somebody on the line. Maybe, amen, you want to, amen, start out in this race. Maybe you want to get in this race. Amen. If you want to, amen, run for Jesus. Amen. Tonight is your night. All you got to do is lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you. Everything that's throwing you off course, everything that's distracting you, everything that's breaking your focus and keeping you from keeping your mind on Jesus. God said, lay it aside tonight. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside the sin that does so easily beset you. And let's run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Tonight, if there's one on the line, and you want to get to know the Lord, amen, you may come over and push star 6. Amen. We want to pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. If there's one on the line tonight that wants salvation, amen, you can push star 6 and come on over. We will pray the prayer of faith, of confession and faith. Amen, with you tonight. Believe it. Amen, that God will change your life. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. It's not enough to sit under the word of God. It's not enough to be a churchgoer. But you must be born again. Amen. It's not enough just to come to this prayer line and listen in. Amen. Eavesdrop. Amen. But you must be born again. You must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In order to be saved. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. So tonight, if there's no one for salvation, amen. Tonight, if we have any special prayer requests, amen, whether for yourself or whether for somebody else tonight. Amen, we want to stand in the gap. Amen, and intercede in behalf of someone else. Amen, tonight, if you have any special prayer requests, amen, maybe you have gotten weak along the way. Maybe you're one of those tonight that, amen, you started out running for Jesus, but you have fallen by the wayside. Amen. You have took a detour. Amen. Or you have slowed up. Amen. But tonight God wants to renew your strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Tonight, if you need the Lord to renew your strength, amen, he's willing and able to do it. Amen. If you're weak and you feel like, Lord, I ain't got strength to go on. Amen. The trials have got too hard. The trials are beating you down. The thorns are choking you out. Amen. But you need the Lord to help you tonight to stand. Amen. You may push star six. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way, people of God. Maybe you just need some strength tonight. Maybe you just need to be encouraged tonight. Amen. To know that you can make it. You can go through with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to believe God tonight. Amen. For whatever it is tonight, we're going to touch heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You can push star six. Amen. If that's you tonight. Amen. If that's you tonight, you can push star six. Amen. Don't be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid to say, I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to strengthen me. I need the Lord to put me back on that straight and narrow path. A highway shall be there in the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we always thank you for this day. We thank you for right now. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how. We come to you with sincerity of our heart. Oh God, asking that you would look down on us today. Father God, we ask you, oh God, if there's any on the line that may not be saved. Father God, we pray that you will save them. We pray that you will reach them right where they sit tonight. Oh God, as they listen to this broadcast, we pray that you will penetrate their heart. Break up that foul ground tonight. Oh God, break up that stony heart. You said you will take out, amen, that evil heart and you will give them a new heart. Oh, glory God, give them a new heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, take out that evil spirit and put your spirit within them. Oh God, cause them to keep your commandments. Cause them to do what's right. Oh God, save them to the utmost tonight. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Baptize them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that you're able. Let your will be done. Oh God, we ask you tonight, God. Look on those, oh God, that may be weak tonight in the faith. Those, oh God, that may be struggling with their salvation. Those, oh God, that may be uncertain about their salvation. We pray that you will help them tonight. We pray that you will speak deliverance unto them. Breathe on them tonight, God. Oh, God, deliver them from the hands of the enemy. Oh, God, rescue them tonight. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, have mercy tonight, Lord. Somebody on this line needs you tonight. Somebody on this line needs to be saved. Somebody on this line needs to be healed tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, your word will not go out void, but it will come except for what you have sent. In the name of Jesus, change somebody's heart tonight. Change somebody's mind, God. Lord, save us tonight. We want to be saved. We want to make it in. We want to go all the way. Help us to go all the way tonight. Help us tonight, Jesus. Help us to stand our test. Help us to endure hardness. As the good soldier of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work it out tonight. Every problem tonight. Every situation. Fix it tonight. Lord, it's in your hands. We believe you, Lord. We believe your word tonight. We believe what we preach. We believe what we pray. We believe your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, you're able to make a way. You're able to turn it around. Fix it for your people tonight. Oh, God, fix it tonight. In the name of Jesus, hear our cry tonight. Pity our groan tonight. Jesus, we're calling on you. We need you, Lord. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's saving in the name of Jesus. Save your people. God. Help us to do what's right, Lord, help us to make it, Help us to run this race, Jesus, 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 help us, oh God, We want to be saved in the end, We want to hear you say, well done, That good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh God, save us, Lord. Help us to go through, Jesus. Oh God, help us to go all the way. In the name of Jesus, the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But you said in your word, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Oh God, help us to endure. Help us to be the ones that hold out. Help us to be the one that stand our test. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to strengthen us tonight. Oh God, strengthen us when we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Anchor our soul on every leaning star. Anchor us tonight in your word. In the name of Jesus. For we know in the word of God we have a hiding place. Cover us under the shadows of our wings. Cover us tonight, God. Shield and protect us from danger. Cover us, oh God, from the enemy, from the snares of the enemy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, do it for your name's sake, Oh God, do it for your name's sake, So we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, But thou art with us, In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know who we believe. We're persuaded tonight that you're able to keep that which we have committed unto thee against that day. Oh God, you're able to help us to keep our vow. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless your people. Bless this prayer line. Oh God, bless every listener tonight. Oh God, speak to our hearts. Reveal yourself unto us. Make yourself known unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we have done what you commanded us to do. We have obeyed your voice tonight. Now, Lord, it's in your hands. Father God, it's in your hands. We shake the dust tonight. We release ourselves tonight. We have obeyed your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know what's best. Oh, God, do what's best tonight. Lord, do what's best tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will grant somebody mercy. We pray you will grant somebody grace tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give them more time, Lord. Give them more time to get it right. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We claim victory tonight. We claim victory through the blood of Jesus. Victory shall be mine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Back into your hands. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Amen, my God. Amen. How can you take it? How can you stand it? Amen. Glory to God for the word. Amen. That's just a good time. Write that to give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must say, praise God, the word went forth tonight. Praise God. Amen. In the anointed of God. Amen. The Lord used him mightily. Amen. To give us the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. He let us know tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That we can win. Praise God. Amen. This race. We all can win this race. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A race. Amen. Hallelujah. To know, praise God. Amen. What hindered us? We did run well. Hallelujah. But what hindered us? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave us the word to let us know, praise God. Run and don't look back. Hallelujah. Run and don't look back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to the end. Amen. In other words, let's finish this race. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the end. Let's go to the finish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the finishing line. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Awesome message. Wonderful. Glory to God. Amen. Anointed word of God. Amen. Spoke. Amen. From the depth of his heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. To let us know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be born again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us know. Hallelujah, amen, so many amen. Glory to God, come for healing. Praise God, amen. They'll take the healing, praise God, and take the blessing, but they won't take the salvation. Glory to God. Amen. But all of it's in there together. Amen. You can't have one without the other. Praise God. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the finishing line. Glory to God. Amen. Another night. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It has been explored. Amen. It has been dynamite. Somebody said dunamis power tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can you lose? Amen. With the stuff you use. Praise God. In other words, how can we lose? Amen. When we got the goods on the inside. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's Jesus tonight. Amen. We got the goods. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go. Praise God. Let's not look back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us know. Don't be rejected by God. What a terrible thing it would be, praise God. Amen. All the praying, all the praising, all the amen, having a amen, hallelujah, enjoying Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. But in all, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Don't be rejected by God. Amen. For the word said, amen. Depart from me. I never knew you. What a sad time that would be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he gave us the word on tonight. Let's go. Get up. Let's go. Glory to God. We can do this. We can do this. Hallelujah. Continue on in the word. Amen. To let us know that our labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Hallelujah. Amen. It's God's way. No way at all. Amen. Either we do it like the word said, or either we go on about our business. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not like Burger King. You can't have it your way. Amen. We got to do it like God's way. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. You still have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen. For the word said, stay there till you endure with power. Amen. To let us know, praise God, we can't go out yet casting out no devil, praise God, and telling other people about Jesus, amen, when we don't have power enough, praise God, amen, to kill a mosquito. My God, amen. We got to have some power. Amen. I'm talking about no black power. Ain't talking about no white power. Amen. Ain't talking about, amen, faith power. But we talking about the Holy Ghost power. Amen. We got to have it. God, thank you. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, amen. Awesome word. Glory to God. Amen. Awesome, awesome. Amen. Word. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If they make something, you can just put an E in and say the end. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The word, you just keep going and going and going and going. Praise God. Amen. It gives you something to think about. Amen. One of them, somebody says, Selah moments. Amen. To where it gets you to thinking. Glory to God. Amen. I'm running, but I don't have nothing. My fuel is low. Praise God. Amen. In other words, praise God. Amen. Check your gauge. Glory to God. Amen. We need a fill up from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we can make it. Amen. To the finishing line. Amen. Make it. Amen. To the end. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have certainly enjoyed. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We have enjoyed the message and the messenger on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know, praise God, you're just sitting on ready. Praise God, want to know, praise God, how can I get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Amen. Glad you asked. Amen. Let me tell you. Praise God. Amen. Hope you got your pencil and pad. Amen. For your first time, amen, that's coming on. Praise God. Amen. And those that's been with us a while, praise God. Amen. We ask you, praise God. Amen. If you're about like me, amen, I lose the number. Amen. But then I find it. Amen. So glory to God. Thank God, amen, for just giving the number out every night. Amen. To let us know, praise God. Amen. We don't want you to leave here empty-handed. Amen. We want you to go away, praise God. Amen. Not coming the same way that you came, but feeling blessed, rejuvenated, revived, restored. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but I feel, amen, revived tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost is stirring up. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Amen. But the number is 912-257-7000. 312-332-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. If that can't get through that one, let me give you another number. It's 678-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. And to the international, praise God, amen. WhatsApp, amen. WhatsApp, amen. To our international listeners, amen. But don't forget, praise God, you can also go on PNN, amen, Facebook, praise God, and also listen to the broadcast, amen, on tonight, amen. Last night, the other night, praise God, amen. We don't want you to have no excuse, praise God. I didn't get a chance to listen. Praise God, amen. We offer it to you, praise God, amen, amen. We offer to you the broadcast, amen, of the services, amen, the message and the messenger, praise God. And again, want to say we thank you, all of our listeners, praise God, amen. And I just thank, praise God, right now, amen, would just be a good time. Glory to God, amen, a good time. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, to go to pray, amen, for our speaker, amen. And then after that, we're going to loose the line. Praise God, let you get a praise then. Praise God, and then we're going to come back. Praise God, turn it back over to Minister Emmanuel for the dismissal. Praise God, of the service. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight thanking you, hallelujah, for the word, praise God, on tonight. The message and the messenger, praise God, that went forth, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Let it know, God, let it accomplish. That's what it meant to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for the victory. We thank you tonight for the stirred heart and the stirred mind tonight. We thank you tonight for what you have done and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, to bless the man of God. Glory to God that have gave out from the depth of his heart. That have did, God, hallelujah, what you have told him to do. Speak the word, hallelujah, in season and out of season. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, strengthen him, hallelujah, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet tonight, oh God. Bless your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God that they take off the dust tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God, and take your word in, oh God, and we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory, oh God. Help us, oh God, to make it to the end, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen. We want you just to lift your voices tonight, amen, and just give God, amen, some praise tonight for the word, hallelujah, on tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory
to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory to your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you tonight. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we ask you tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Praise to God. Amen. Stay encouraged. And remember, amen, you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we back over. Praise God to Minister Emmanuel for the last word and the dismissal. God bless you. To Benjamin Bradley. We love you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. Minister
Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Women of God. Amen. And people of God, we thank God. Amen. For you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the word, God. And thank God for prayer. We know that prayer changes everything. Thank God for the word, God, that the Lord, amen, has spoken. This is God's word. It's not my word. Amen. I am a Bible preacher. And everything that I say to you, I can back it up with scripture because it is written. It's in the word of God. Amen. Let us go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. We have started with Jesus. Amen. Let's finish with Jesus. Amen. We love you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. I thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network, for this family. I thank God, amen, for, amen, such powerful, amen, women of God, amen, that God has connected me with. And I just thank God for the awesome experience that God, amen, is doing in our lives. Amen. We love you, but God loves you best. Amen. Can nobody do you like Jesus? Amen. So just thank God for all things that we want to, amen, sanctify the line tonight. Father God, we pray that you will bless us. We pray that you continue to keep us, even as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Let your will be done. You be glorified, you be edified in each one of our lives until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.